Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, you and your family are due for an exciting experience when you serve Kroger Tender Ray Beef. All around the table, you'll hear everybody saying, delicious. And no wonder. Kroger Tender Ray is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And listen to this. Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So today, plan to treat your family to the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. Treat them to Kroger Tender Ray beef. It's delicious. Remember, your neighborhood Kroger store is where you buy Kroger Tender Ray beef. The finest beef value in town. And now, Hearts in Harmony. A little while ago, Dr. Joel Evans dropped in and invited Penny out for the evening. She, in turn, invited him to come to dinner. They each accepted the other's offer. It's just a few minutes before dinner time in the Gibbs home now, and the doorbell rings. Quite sure that it's Joel, Penny goes to the door and opens it. A tall, handsome young man, browned by the sun, says...
Hello, Penny.
Oh, hello, Johnny.
Well, you look a little surprised to see me. A little annoyed, in fact.
No, I should say I'm not annoyed. Come in, come on.
Thanks. You know, for a minute I thought... Uh-oh. I know what's wrong.
Oh, what is wrong?
You're just about to have dinner, aren't you?
Yes, we are, but that
oh,
doesn't
I'm sorry,
mean...
Penny. My stomach is still gauged to South African time. And just because I'm not hungry, it didn't occur to me that you were about to eat. I'll be moving...
No. You do nothing of the kind. Johnny?
Hmm?
Stay for dinner, will you?
No, thanks, Penny. I'm not hungry, really.
Yes, but you will be when you get close to Sarah's cooking. You're very welcome.
You mean I've walked in at mealtime, so you have to ask me or else,
Oh, stop it. You know me better than that. Joel's coming for dinner. He'll be here any minute, so why don't you stay?
Oh, well, the doctor's coming for dinner, is he?
Well, now, don't tell me that makes any difference to you.
Oh, no, not a bit.
Good, then you'll stay.
Well, thanks, Penny, but I'm really not hungry. I mean it about being off schedule. Time here and in South Africa is different, you know. And I'm used to eating according to mealtime down there.
Well, if you change your mind...
No, I won't. But I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
How about going out with me later on this evening? Say about 9 or 10, I'll have eaten by
Johnny,
then.
Johnny, I'm sorry, but I've already promised Joel to go out with him this evening. If you'd asked me earlier, I could have...
Oh, it's Joel for dinner and Joel for the evening, too, is it?
Well, the reason he's coming for dinner is because we're going out this evening. Johnny, we only arranged it a few hours ago. If you'd asked me early this afternoon,
Yes, I know. I'd be the lucky guy, and he'd be getting no for an answer.
Johnny, I'm not saying no to you.
Well, what are you saying?
I'm saying I'm busy this evening, but some other time.
Sure, I realize that. Well, I guess I'd better be getting out of here. I don't want the doctor to think I'm trying to butt in on this evening.
He won't think that. Dinner isn't for a while yet, anyway. You're still invited to stay, you know, whether you eat anything or not.
Well, thanks just the same, Penny, but I will be going.
Oh, don't go. Joe won't mind if he finds you here.
Well, you sure?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Anyway, there are so many things we still haven't talked about.
Oh, well, they can wait, can't they?
You think they can because they're things you know and I don't.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, like your estate, for instance. You haven't told me a thing about it except in your letters. And letters are unsatisfactory.
Well, I think I told you all there is to tell.
Well, if you have, tell me again because I've forgotten most of it.
Oh, you've forgotten? Mm-hmm. Well, that's very flattering.
Johnny, I didn't mean it to be unflattering. I just meant that... There's so much I want to ask you about. Come on. Sit down and tell me about it, will you?
Look, Penny, I've never accused you of using people before, and I do it with a great deal of reservation now. But...
But what?
Well, you aren't just using me to, Well, to force Joel into something, are you?
Johnny Keith. Johnny Keith, you men are all alike. Listen, you idiot. Joel's upset about you, and now you're upset about Joel.
Oh, I'm not a bit upset about him. I haven't given the guy a thought.
Oh. Well, if that's the case, then that puts me in my place, doesn't it?
Oh, I didn't mean it that way, Penny. You know me and how I feel about you. I want for you what you want for yourself. You see, I don't know this fellow Evans too well, but... Well, the little I've seen of him, I like him. If he's the guy, swell. And I'll do anything to help you. Even try to make him a little jealous, if that's what you want.
Oh, Johnny, I can't quite decide whether you and Joel are grown men or little boys. This sounds like a high school connivance.
Well, believe me, Penny, I wouldn't know, but... After your affair with Wendy, you should.
Johnny Keith, you're making fun of me.
No, Penny, believe me, I'm not making fun of you. That's the last thing I do. And the last thing I ought to do is be here when Joel walks in.
Well, I don't know why you think that. I think you're foolish not to stay for dinner. Sarah's a good cook. Anyway, Johnny, if you're going to stay in Rossville any length of time, you better start getting used to eating on Rossville hours again.
Oh, I'll get around to it slowly. But I don't know whether or not it'll be worth the effort. I might just get used to eating on Rossville time and suddenly find myself in South Africa again.
South Africa? You mean you're going back so soon?
Well, I really don't have any plans, Penny. I came back partly on business, partly on pleasure. I can take my time with both of them.
Oh, what do you mean then, go back? I mean, soon?
Well, I don't have to. I may want to. After all, if I want to keep my inheritance, all my thoughts have to be toward South Africa and in it.
Why, Johnny?
Well, to have an income from the estate, I have to live on it 10 months of every year.
And if you don't?
If I don't, it goes to the next oldest in the family, my cousin in Rochester, and I don't get a dime from the place.
Oh, I see.
Well, you say, oh, I see, as if you thought I'd care if I lost my inheritance.
Well, wouldn't you?
I don't think so. I don't know. It's still a novelty.
Johnny.
Hmm?
Johnny, it's kind of embarrassing asking this, but... Well, are you a millionaire now?
Well, I tell you something.
All right.
Add my property to the money I have in the bank, mm-hmm. and... Now, hold your breath, Penny.
All right, I'll hold my breath.
I'm several times a millionaire.
Oh, Johnny.
Hmm.
As Nora would say, crickets.
Well, and as I say, so what? To repeat, what have I done for it but be born Johnny Keith? And well, I most certainly had nothing to do with that. Look, I've got to get out of here.
Oh, Johnny, no, don't. Why?
Well, something tells me I just shouldn't be here when your doctor friend shows up. Now, don't insist and let me go.
All right. If you insist, I won't.
That's better. Oh, by the way, what about tomorrow night? Or has Joel already spoken for tomorrow night, too?
No, Joel hasn't spoken for tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's yours.
Swell.
And you'll come for dinner, hmm?
Oh, no. I'll tell you what. You eat a little something light about 5 or 5:30 and then eat with me. I'm not hungry until 9 or 10, and then we'll be able to eat together. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And the sky's the limit, Penny. You can have the most expensive meal in the most expensive place in town.
Oh, Johnny, things have changed for you, haven't they? Wait, I'll take you to the door.
Well, I'm just richer, Penny, but believe me, I haven't changed.
I know you haven't changed.
Well, good night, Penny, and have a nice evening.
Thanks, Johnny. I know I will.
I believe you're telling the truth, too. Good night.
Good night.
Hello there.
Oh, Dr. Evans. Good evening.
Johnny, I don't think I like that Dr. Evans.
Oh, all right. Joel.
That's better.
I didn't leave a minute too soon, did I?
Too soon? What do you mean?
Well, look, fella, this is your night, not mine.
Oh, I didn't know you knew. I hope you don't mind. I mean...
I know exactly what you mean.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. And I have no right to mind. How's everything?
Oh, I think it's going to be all right. I'm sort of, well, in between jobs, you might say.
Yes, so I understand. You quit the hospital, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. First of the week.
And I understand you're going to private practice.
Well, I'm going to try it. I'm going in with another doctor, Richards. Henry Richards, an older man. Maybe you know him.
Oh, yes, indeed I do. Fine doctor.
Yes, and he has one of the best practices in Rossville.
And with good reason, too. He and Ryan are Rossville's two best. Ma, I wish you a lot of luck, Joel, but I don't think you'll need it. I understand you're a pretty fair doctor yourself.
Thanks. But, say, how do you know so much about me?
Oh, I have ears.
Certainly Penny has.
No. Penny hasn't said much of anything to me about you, except that you're occupying her time tonight at dinner and afterwards.
Well, then where did
you... From young Hazel Peters, who thinks it's just romantic that I almost got my neck broken in that airplane accident.
Young Hazel thinks almost everything is romantic.
So I gathered. But there are a lot of evidences of romance around here, Joel.
There are?
Now, look, you don't have to pretend with me. I'm just about Penny's oldest friend. Not in terms of years, but in years knowing her. I know when there's love in the air.
In the air she breathes?
Mm-hmm.
Are you encouraging me or telling me politely that I'd better concentrate on being a doctor?
I'm just telling you that Penny's in love. And you know who's been around, don't you?
Well, yes and no. I mean, all the time I've known her, with the exception of this week, I've been in Heatherton.
Joel, I'll give you a little hint. Penny strictly one at a time.
So, that leaves me...
It leaves me out.
Oh. Johnny, you wouldn't hate me if I said I hope that's true, would you?
Hate you? I'd think you were crazy if you didn't hope that.
Well, I do. And no hard feelings.
Well, there's no reason for hard feelings, Joel. Good luck, and I mean it.
Thanks. But what about you?
Me? I don't know. I came back to Rossville with half a mind to stay, but... Well, now I think I'll go back to South Africa. That's funny.
Funny? What do you mean?
Well, I've lived in Rossville almost all my life. I grew up here. I know every street, every house, almost everybody in town. But, I feel as if I don't belong here anymore.
So Johnny Keith seems to have decided quite definitely that he's going back to South Africa. Why does he think Penny's in love? Does he really know her that well? And could he be right about her being in love, but wrong about the man she loves? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Kroger Tenderay Beef. It's delicious. Yes, ma'am, Kroger Tenderay is the best-eating beef you ever tasted. Simply delicious. That's because Kroger Tenderay is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender as Kroger Tenderay beef. Yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And listen, Kroger also offers you more meat for your money. Yes, through a special way of cutting beef, Kroger gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tenderay beef. Ladies, remember this when you go to buy Kroger Tenderay, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. Remember that Kroger Tenderay beef is available only at your Kroger store. And don't forget this. Kroger gives you more meat for your money. Because in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat, less waste. Soon as you can, visit your neighborhood Kroger store. Get the finest beef value in town. Kroger Tenderay beef. Tune in again Monday. Same time, same station. For another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.